Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Memorial for the two young people murdered in Washington, D.C., and what police say appears to be an anti-Semitic attack.
Overnight, hundreds gathered outside the White House for a vigil, honoring the two Israeli embassy employees who were shot and killed. On Wednesday night, 30-year-old Yaron Lashinsky and his girlfriend, 26-year-old Sarah Milgram, had been attending a Jewish heritage event at the Capitol Jewish Museum. The couple, just days away from being engaged, was fatally wounded by a suspect who authorities say was fixated on the Israel-Hamas war.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio, among the victims of the San Diego plane crash on Thursday, Dave Shapiro, music agent and founder of the Sound Talent Group. He was also the pilot and owner of that plane. Six people were killed, all on board. The Trump administration revoking Harvard University's ability to enroll international students, saying thousands either have to transfer or leave the country. Harvard says the move is completely illegal. This is ABC News.
This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Brown County Sheriff's officials took to Facebook once again to warn residents about the deputy scam. Scammers are using the names of actual Brown County deputies in an attempt to scare victims into giving them money. Officials say they will never call or text you demanding money for citations or warrants, and they will also never ask for cryptocurrency, gift cards, or prepaid debit cards for payment for citations. The City of Appleton and Outagamie County Veterans Groups are readying for the Appleton Memorial Day Parade and Moment of Remembrance Ceremony Monday, May 26th, to honor the brave United States service members who made the ultimate sacrifice to defend American rights and freedoms. The parade draws hundreds of participants and thousands of spectators to Appleton every year. The parade will start at 9 a.m. Monday on the corner of College Avenue and Appleton Street. At the Capitol, a Republican bill to increase penalties for rioting in Wisconsin is paused, at least for now. Joanne Krulatz has more.
The legislation received significant opposition earlier this month in the State Assembly's Judiciary Committee and was not given a committee vote on Wednesday. Democrats Ryan Clancy of Milwaukee and Andrew Heisel of Sun Prairie were pleased, calling the bill legal overreach that could be used against legitimate protests. The bill's author, Two Rivers Republican Shay Sortwell, accused them of falsely claiming the bill was pulled from Wednesday's agenda when a vote hadn't officially been scheduled. Committee Chair Representative Ron Tussler told WisPolitics in a statement that the bill, in its current form, has constitutional common sense and enforcement issues and will not receive a vote until those are addressed.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
A big night for yelling. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers managed to get a win despite a long rain delay. They beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 8-5. Christian Yelich, who was just 2-for-34 in his last at-bats, hit two home runs with four runs batted in to break out of his slump.
Yeah, I mean, it feels good. Pretty tough start to the year and been grinding, and but it's part of the game, you know. And, you know, these guys have been trying to pick me up all year with finding ways to score runs, and nice to see some stuff pay off.
NFL, after a week of team workouts, it's the Packers' annual softball game tonight, started by Brett Favre, then hosted by Donald Driver, and now Jordan Love.
We're excited. My second year, kind of helping run the show. I know last year Donald was a big part of it, and he kind of passed the torch, which was pretty cool. So it's going to be 25th anniversary. It's pretty special. Obviously, the game's been going on for a long time, so to be able to, you know, take the torch and kind of just carry it and keep it going.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We have a nice Memorial Day weekend coming up. Lots of sunshine, highs in the upper 50s to near 60 today. Tonight will drop to around 40. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high around 60. Sunday and Monday, sunshine with highs in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
We believe your stories matter because here at WISS, your stories are our stories too. Our award-winning news team of Lisa Hale, Brittany Merlot, and Terry Barr cover the issues that affect your life every day, the stories that shape your world. You'll hear it on the air, read it online, and see it on social media, wherever you are. Real news, great conversation, 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, connected to you and your community. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we update all the latest news, lightening things up in hour number two. We talk to the Madison Mallards and Tyler Moss from Milwaukee Record. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back on a foggy Thursday morning here in downtown Green Bay, Apton, Oshkosh, and all Point Manitowoc. Every place really foggy out there. Please be very careful.
You actually had something happen to you this morning that just let people know issues with Cellcom service.
Yeah.
All the phones are down. That's why you could not call me this morning. And I just got notification on that from another source. So
Cellcom is down. So it's not my phone.
It's not your phone.
So it's not from not paying the bill.
No.
Okay.
No.
And more, okay. It's not you, John. That's all right. That's what we want to
talk about. Thought I got hacked or something. Yeah. All right.
What does that mean to get hacked?
I have no idea.
When somebody breaks in and they take all your information.
I'm from Negaunee. I don't know.
No, that's going to be a tough day on Cellcom.
Holy cow, I guess. Well, we've got a very special guest. Jeff, are you there, buddy?
I'm here.
Jeff Olson, live from Ishpeming?
Yep.
Okay, all buddy. Right. Hey, Jeff Olson, I'm going to give a little background. Jeff is a legendary high school football and basketball coach. Three state championships. I think three runners up. Just unbelievable what he did with the Ishpeming Hematites. And had a son who was just an amazing athlete. In fact, my brother-in-law was his coach at St. Norbert. And Jeff, I'm just going to let you take it from there in regards to what got you here today, what you're doing right now, and what you've pretty much devoted the rest of your life to. So Coach Jeff Olson from Ishpeming, Michigan. Jeff, go ahead and take it away in regards to the Do It for Daniel program, buddy.
Sure. I've been coaching for, well, I'm retired now, but coached for 37 years, 27 at Ishpeming. Had some good teams. My son Daniel grew up in our program, bringing him to practice as a kindergartner. Really a great athlete. I always say this, pretty much an all-American kid. Tons of friends, girlfriends. Good at pretty much everything he did. He was an all-state, an all-state quarterback he was only 5'8", 165 pounds, but he still was an all-state quarterback in basketball. He was conference defensive player of the year.
Hey, Jeff, if I could just interject. Every athlete in the UP is 5'8", 160 pounds. Let's be honest.
You're not kidding there. You're not kidding there. So, yeah, and he led us to the state championship game in 2010. I believe that was his senior year. And his big dream was, it was never about him. He just wanted to win. He wanted me to win a state championship. But he struggled with anxiety and depression, and he actually wrote a paper when he was a senior in high school that he thought he started to feel different in sixth grade. And actually, my wife and I noticed some things were off in sixth grade, but he did what so many people do. He fought it on his own in silence for 5 years until the spring of his junior year in high school. And that's the first time he came to us, asked for help. He was suicidal at the time. come to find out later on that 2 years before that, as a freshman, he was extremely close to taking his life, had it all planned out, had everything set up. The only reason he didn't do it was grandma was in the other room. But anyways, he came to us, asked for help as a junior in high school, fought it for three more years, had a couple suicide attempts in between there. You know, we got him help, but he, you know, there's such a huge stigma involved with anxiety and depression that people are going to think you're crazy or you're weak. You can't handle everyday life or just suck it up. And or maybe you're faking something and it's farther from the truth. So with all that stigma involved, and, you know, you're talking probably when he was getting help, you know, 2008, 2009, 2010. You know, the help didn't make sense to him. It wasn't a quick fix. So he didn't do everything he was supposed to do, you know, as far as taking his medications, as far as therapy. Therapy didn't make sense to him. Like I said, it wasn't a quick fix. So anyways, fast forward to his senior year. Got us to the state championship game. We lost that game. He ended up going to St. Norbert to play college football, thinking he might, you know, a change of venue, change of scenery might help him. It didn't. He was having multiple panic attacks a day. He ended up having to drop out of school after middle of his second year there. And came home, got a job, but ultimately the anxiety and depression was too much for him. And he ended up taking his life at 1 month before his 20th birthday. And, you know, obviously tough on us, tough on our family. But I felt the need, and my wife and I felt the need to speak up and not hide this. And we decided about 2 days after he passed away at the funeral home, you know, trying to write his obituary, that we were going to put this out in the open, talk about it, and in hopes of educating people so they didn't have to go through what my son Daniel went through, so loved ones, parents, family members don't have to go through what our family went through. So what happened was, when Daniel played in the state championship game, it was down in Detroit. Somebody on the video that was filming the game for Fox Sports remembered that game, was captivated by the story in 2012, because we went down in 2012. That actually Daniel took his life. He was going to, when he gave up St. Norbert football, he was going to be an assistant coach with us. He actually worked with the kids, and then 2 weeks or a week and a half before the season started, that's when he took his life. So it was kind of a dedication. The team dedicated the season to Daniel, to us, our family. We had a good team, not a great team, but we ended up kind of overachieving, went down, won the state championship that year. Kind of, like I said earlier, that was kind of Daniel's dream, for me to win one. One guy that was filming on the video camera was captivated by the story. His daughter was suffering at the time, so him and his wife had never done it before, but they wanted to make a documentary about Daniel's life. They came up, talked to us about it. My wife wasn't on board at the time, but they came up, kind of convinced us, kind of convinced her. So, you know, and number one reason, she didn't want her son out there for people to judge. And when we kind of put all our trust in them, they made a documentary, Daniel's Life. And so when we had that documentary, he also made a Facebook page, Do It For Daniel Facebook page. People started calling schools, mainly communities, to see if I would go speak and talk about suicide prevention, mental health, anxiety and depression. So 7 years ago, I decided to do that, and I've been doing that ever since. Been to many schools around the Midwest, and sharing Daniel's story, but also speaking along with it to try to educate people about what this is, what it feels like to have it, what the symptoms are, because, you know, when I've been traveling and you talk to people who are struggling, and even now, you know, it's hard for them to put into words because it's, you know, it's mental, you know, it's mental pain, and it's hard for them to put into words. So we want to give people words to say, to come forward, confidence to come forward, to show that this is a very common illness. It's treatable. And there's no shame in coming forward. So that's where we are.
Man, I really feel bad for you. I don't know what to say, 19-year-old. It sounds to me, though, a couple things you said, it sounds like you did a lot. I mean, you did a lot. I think sometimes people are like, I wish I would have done something.
Get over it, whatever.
All right, or
you
just,
didn't. You guys you had that empathy.
I want you to just talk about that a little bit. And then you mentioned that in sixth grade you saw signs. Like, what were those signs?
Well, irritable, couldn't handle things that were going wrong with him, just not being him. You know, one of the symptoms is you're just not yourself, and that's hard for people to understand. So there was some things that, you know, he couldn't handle, and he would just get really upset or really withdrawn also. So those are the types of things. Well, what's going on? He wouldn't talk. You know, he's not his normal outgoing self at times. So, you know, we were wondering, you know, well, what's going on? And, you know, then all of a sudden it seemed like he'd be back to himself, and then it would just kind of be the ups and downs, and really came to a head his freshman year in high school. And then he came forward in his junior year. So that's the big thing. You know, when you talk about mental illness, or, you know, I don't like the term because that's where the stigma is really attached to it. It's a medical illness of the brain. And there's actual physical things that are happening in your brain. Connections are off. Thoughts aren't getting to the part of your brain where they need to. There's deficiencies in your brain. So we really need to call it what it is. It's a medical illness of the brain. And, you know, the hard part about this, and everybody's is different, you know, and the brain is so volatile. There's so many things involved that, you know, when I go around and speak, you know, every once in a while you'll get somebody, well, you know, because the message is this is treatable, and it is treatable. And they're saying, well, you did everything. How come it wasn't treatable for Daniel? And, you know, there's a couple things involved. Well, Daniel didn't do everything he was supposed to because it didn't make sense to him. The stigma was there. So he didn't do therapy very well. He was supposed to do some homework, and he didn't do it. Some of the medications, you know, sometimes the medications don't work because there's so many medications out there. Everybody's is different.
Right.
So, you know, our message is, you know, if you get put on a medication after 2 or 3 weeks, you're not feeling better or the same, you got to go back and say, I don't think this is working. This is the way I'm feeling. Because you would with any other illness. And I always use the analogy of my knee. I hurt my knee jogging. I went and they manipulated, said, oh, you have a slightly torn meniscus. Give it 2 or 3 weeks. And I gave it a month, went back to the doctor, could describe the pain. He gave me a cortisone shot. A month later, I went back because I still had pain. He did minor surgery, cleaned it up, was supposed to be taken care of. I went back again. I knew I wasn't going to get judged. I could describe where the pain was, you know, what I could do, what I couldn't do. Went back. Another cortisone shot, month and a half later, went back again, was able to describe it, knew I wasn't going to get judged. They did a partial knee replacement, and I'm pain-free. And my point is, I kept going back because I knew I could describe where the pain was. I knew I wasn't going to get judged. I knew this was real. Yeah. When you have a medical illness of the brain, that's hard to do.
Right.
We're with Jeff Olson, unbelievably successful high school football coach who walked away from that to spread a message that is so important. And it is Mental Health Month, and we've been talking about that a bunch, but we really need to also concentrate on the young people. You know, because our era, let's be honest, Jeff, in the UP, our dads are remembering, get over it. What the hell's wrong with you? Yep. Get over it. What do you got to complain about? Jeff, stick around. We got to send her a one-minute break. Back with more. Jeff Olson, Do It For Daniel program. Folks, please look this up. Look it up. We'll be back with more with Coach Olson right after this.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Net and Air on Air.
Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
One day we started heading back to dock towing some wounded guys in the truck, and the company commander said to stop the convoy. He said, where are the bodies? We had two guys killed, and they had been left lying back there. That can't happen. So the captain said, we need some guys to go back and get them. I'm thinking, I hope it's not me. And sure enough, he says, Brzezinski, come with me. We're going back to pick up the bodies. And I'm like, Captain, what do you mean? Can't we take the truck? He said, no, because they would just blow it up, and we can't afford to lose that truck. I took my helmet and flak jacket off. I could never run in those things, although I knew one well-placed bullet could kill me, and we started running back to the bodies. Mike Brzezinski, United States Army, Vietnam.
Hear this complete story at WISS.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at thed8dispensary.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Power Boat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Located on the Menominee River, you'll be seated up close so you can witness all of the high adrenaline drama. The races are free and perfect for the entire family. Racing will be fierce with up to 100 powerboats and 18 heats a day. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the entire day. It's Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races, June 7th and 8th. Free for the whole family. You won't want to miss this awesome event. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page or contact the Marinette Welcome Center at 715-732-4333.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Road again, going places that I've never been.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a Thursday morning. Green Bay, Appleton, and Oshkosh. We're with Jeff Olson, legendary coach from Ishpeming, Michigan, who is devoting his life right now to talk to young people about mental health. His son Daniel is an unbelievable athlete, unbelievable student, everything you would ask for, and the mental illness, as you mentioned, it's an illness. It's not a condition. It's an actual illness.
Absolutely.
Took his life. Jeff is devoting his life to try to help others where this doesn't happen, anxiety, all the different things. And again, you know, you talk about kids that are, you know, oh, this poor kid in school, he didn't have many friends, or he's bullied, or what, yada, yada. This was the All-American boy. This was the All-American boy. And if that can affect somebody like that. So, Jeff, it's awesome what you do, and people need to see the video. Do It For Daniel. Jim's got about 20. We only got like 7 minutes left, and Jim's got 162 questions for you. So we'll just start with the basics. Go ahead.
You talked about the documentary, and, you know, are you pleased with it? Does it get the message out you wanted to? And how can people look at that? Tell me your, firsthand experience. Yeah.
Well, I love the documentary, and people have to understand this wasn't made. This was Daniel's story. It wasn't made as an educational tool. So that's why I speak when I show it, and kind of explain some things and try to get people to understand what this is, what it feels like to have it, what you can do. Then you show the documentary, and it gets people captivated. But it's a long presentation. So what we've done, too, is there's two ways I can do it. I can speak, show the documentary, speak again after that, and that's an hour and 40 minutes long. Or I've made 14 minutes of clips of the documentary so I can speak and show 14 minutes of clips. And that's a 50-minute-long documentary. But the great thing about this documentary for us, for me, is you know, we get to see Daniel's face. We get to be, people are talking about him. You know, and it's, you know, he's not here, but at least we can see him. People are talking about him, and that's healing. And this is kind of, you know, me doing this is kind of therapeutic for me. It doesn't have anything to do with how strong you are. This is kind of my therapy, being able to help people, get people to understand through Daniel, because one of the things Daniel said in confidence to his girlfriend is, no matter what he did, no matter what he would say, nobody's ever going to be able to understand what he's going through. So I feel like I'm Daniel's voice to get people to understand what he couldn't, and that's that this is a very common medical illness that's very treatable.
Yeah, awesome. And I want to just talk about that for a second, too. You said the stigma of it, you know, and do you think that's getting better, you getting out there and talking? And I think this is talked about a little bit more, maybe not enough, but are kids getting more comfortable going and talking to people? Because we talk about, Johnny and I talk about this all the time. Physical health, you're in the doctor right away. Yeah. Mental health, you just stay at home. It's like, well, why don't you go see a doctor? They're out there, and your insurance will probably cover it, too. So it's, but so I want you to ask about, I want you to comment on how you can get a kid to go see somebody, you know? And then the other thing is that you said he didn't really do his homework. Tell me how we can help people do their homework, I guess.
Well, it's, you know, the key word for me is understanding. People have to understand, and not just the person struggling, but the people around them, what this is, what, you know, what it feels like to have it. So they can come forward and say, you know what, I don't feel like myself anymore. Well, what does that mean? You know, well, I can't laugh anymore. You know, you guys are cracking jokes. I know it's supposed to be funny. I can't feel that. Or I'm sad all the time. Well, how can you be sad all the time? You know, you have this going on, that going on. You know, you're a 4-point student, best athlete in the county. You know, you can build a engine with your bare hands. How can you be sad? I don't know. Or I have these negative thoughts I can't get out of my head, or I have this constant doom and gloom attitude that bad things are going to happen to me and my family. Common response, snap out of it. Well, you can't snap out of a medical illness, and if the connections are off in your brain, you can't snap out of that. So, you know, and I'm worthless, you know, and you could be very successful, but you still feel worthless. Those are all symptoms.
Sure.
So we want to give people the words to say, but we also want to give them the confidence to come forward, and know that they're not going to be judged, know that when they say that, people are going to take them serious and that it's real. And in response to your initial question, it is getting better, but I say this, it's moving at a snail's pace. Yeah. You know, and coming forward. Go ahead.
If we don't get a chance to see you, do you have a website that you're comfortable with, or do you have...
Yep.
I just think parents, nobody knows their kid better than their parents. And if they're seeing these signs
and you like want to help with something, we don't know how.
Where do you go? Where do they go get some information or support group?
Well, we have two, we have doitfordaniel.com page that tells, talks about our mission, shows a trailer of our documentary. But if you go to the doitfordaniel.com page, read the testimonials and kind of see what other people are saying about the presentation. It's how it's helped them. We also have a Do It For Daniel Facebook page. And a lot of people, that's how I get to go where I'm going to present, because people message that page. And then they get the information to me, I call them and go. So there's a lot of information posted on the Do It For Daniel Facebook page. And then to see our mission, it's a doitfordaniel.com page.
Do you come to Green Bay area at all, or Appleton at all, Coach?
Yeah, I've been there. I've been in De Pere. I was at the theater there. I did a presentation, community presentation. So, you know, I go all over.
That's outstanding. Great. Hey, Jeff, this is awesome. It's heartbreaking and awe-inspiring at the same time. And it really, truly is. And it would have been so much easier for you to just say, horrible tragedy, I'm just going to move on, yada, yada, yada. Instead, you've devoted your life right now to trying to prevent people from being in the situation that you and your family, you know, find yourself in or found yourself in. You're saving lives by doing this. And I'm not trying to be melodramatic, but you're saving lives, Jeff. There's not a question about that.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, thank you so much, Jeff.
Keep up the good work.
Yeah,
man.
I guarantee
awesome
you're
going to doing.
You're going to have people around here contacting you. And if you ever come down this area, please give me a call. Give us a call. We'd love to have you into the studio or have a cold beverage with you sometime.
That'd be perfect.
All right, my friend. Jeff Olson, East Spring, Michigan. Do It For Daniel. Please check it out, people. Very, very important thing. Jeff, thanks so much for taking the time, my friend.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
You got it, buddy. Take care. See ya. We're going to set a quick break. Ben and Dan of Malcor, moving to the Malcors, coming up next.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
The U.S. District Court in Massachusetts issued a preliminary injunction yesterday to stop the Trump administration's efforts to dismantle the U.S. Department of Education. The injunction restricts the administration from implementing mass layoffs and transferring management of federal student loans and special education outside of the Department of Education. The court order also requires the department to reinstate federal employees who were relieved of their duties as part of the Trump efforts. Wisconsin was part of the coalition of states who brought the case against Trump's executive order and its subsequent actions.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is renewing calls for the state legislature to invest in the Child Care Counts program following the release of results from a new study into child care costs. The Wisconsin Department of Children and Families announced the results of the 2025 market rate survey this week, showing an 11% cost increase for families with kids in center-based care and a 10% increase for family-based care. Governor Tony Evers is calling for over $480 million in child care funding in his biennial budget proposal. After spending millions on the Wisconsin Supreme Court election in April, Elon Musk says he plans to spend less on political campaigns. During a virtual conference this week, Musk said he thought he had done enough political spending. He spent at least $250 million in support of President Donald Trump's campaign last year, and Musk-affiliated political action committees also spent over $20 million on Judge Brad Schimel's Wisconsin Supreme Court campaign, which his liberal-backed opponent, Judge Susan Crawford, won comfortably. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. George Wendt passed away earlier this week. Most people know him as Norm from Cheers, where he spent 11 seasons and was the only cast member, including Ted Danson, to appear in all 275 episodes. In addition to Cheers, his credits include Fletch, Airplane 2, Outside Providence, and of course, Bob Swirsky, one of the Chicago superfans. Here are a couple fun facts about George Wendt. He got his start in Chicago at Second City, but his first job there was sweeping floors. He's actually the uncle to Ted Lasso himself, Jason Sudeikis. Here are some fun Norm lines to remember George Wendt by.
What's shaking, Norm?
All four cheeks and a couple of chins, Coach.
Hey, what's happening, Norm?
It's a dog-eat-dog world, Sammy, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear.
For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We have a nice Memorial Day weekend coming up. Lots of sunshine, highs in the upper 50s to near 60 today. Tonight will drop to around 40. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high around 60. Sunday and Monday, sunshine with highs in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Currently, it's 42.
As the time to celebrate together the liberty that all Americans enjoy approaches, take a moment to remember the sacrifices that have made this liberty possible and the freedoms that have been won and defended at a dear cost. This message made possible by Landscape Solutions by Michael Kirsch. For a free estimate on your next home outdoor project, contact Landscape Solutions, 920-420-8054, 920-420-8054.
Let's pause this Memorial Day to honor the men and women who gave their lives in service to our nation.
While we think of this day as the unofficial beginning of summer, we know it is also a time of somber but inspiring memories. Memories of so many courageous Americans fought and died so that we could enjoy the blessings of this day.
That's former President Ronald Reagan. To those who never made it home, we remember you and we thank you. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's an all-star pre-recorded cast of guests with WBAY's Emerson Lehman, director Michael Collins, Civic Media's Eliza Cusson, and Terry Barr for Bar Band Friday Night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
If you missed part of the show or want to share it with a friend, catch every episode of Mino and the Mayor on your schedule. Listen now at civicmedia.us or find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. It's easy to take Mino and the Mayor wherever you go. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Well, special thanks to Jeff Olson. Yep. Do it for Daniel, folks. If you're a school administrator or a coach or teacher or any level of whatever... A parent, yeah. Look it up. Look up Do It for Daniel, because this is such an important thing with young people with mental health. And like he said, I thought, you know, Jeff cut right to the chase. You know, you could have a physical problem like he had with his knee, and you realize, well, what they're doing isn't working. We need something else. And mental, you got to look at mental illness as an illness, as an actual illness.
Yeah.
Not just get over it type thing. You can't, he said, it's the same as like when he tore a thing in his knee saying, get over it. It'll heal by itself. You can't.
Yeah.
And at this young age, you know, 16, 17 year olds.
And he was saying that, you know, if the kid gets some, you know, medication, well, this will make you feel better. Well, he's not feeling better. He's got to say something. This isn't working. You know, whereas if your knee wasn't feeling better, you'd go back to the doctor and say, hey, it still hurts.
Well, you'd be able to see it too.
Right.
You'd see people.
Exactly.
Mental health illnesses you can't see.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, All-American had 4.0 student.
Yeah.
I forget what he was going after at St. Norbert. You know, good looking kid, amazing athlete. And, you know, you say, well, that kid's good. He'll never have a problem.
Yeah.
Right.
You have no idea what's going on in there. Yeah.
No idea.
My mom was, she's always been a mental health nurse. She's retired
now.
Oh, no
kidding.
But yeah. So, you know, we've it's always been on the forefront of conversations in our house. Yeah.
And it should be. Just make that conversation, if nothing else.
Yeah. Knowing that, you know, everything doesn't have to be okay all the time. Right. And it's okay to tell people when it's not.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Wow. We're pretty open about that in our house, around our table. And, you know, people get to see the counselors. But my daughter was very stressed out in New Yorker. She goes, I said, how are you doing? Oh, my God, Dad, this is a terrible week. I didn't see my therapist twice.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I don't need to hear that. But the fact
they might be bringing up some, like, old family trauma.
I know, right? I'm sure my name's been mentioned on the couch.
I know it is to my therapist. Trust me.
As long as we're sharing.
I know.
I just think it's good that people talk about it.
You're talking about going
to the doctor.
You can
talk about it. It doesn't. It's like, what did she say? And we have some fun conversations around that. But anyway, the guy lost a son over this.
We're talking about another one, a local athlete that we both knew.
Ken Games kid?
Here in town.
Primal.
I mean, you don't have to be 40 years old to have that issue.
No.
And I wonder if it's even getting worse these days with social media and all the different things.
Unquestionably.
Well, absolutely, because you see people's lives and how you think that they are.
Absolutely.
I mean, I think it goes across the board no matter what age you are. But when you're young and you haven't experienced life and you haven't felt those up and downs, knowing that you can make it through... You're not going with that knowledge base that you can get through this. And you're seeing everybody in these perfect lives that they have. And in reality, they're usually not. Oh, they're just showing
you. And you're judging yourself against that.
I know, which is totally unfair.
Completely, 100%.
Yeah, I know.
Stay off Facebook.
Yeah. Well, what's going on in the biz? I mean, things are hopping. I still follow it. You know, I still like the business. I mean, and it's like, ooh, wow.
Yeah. It's getting crazy. You know, buyers and sellers, they're coming out. So we've actually got a home listing today. Hopefully around noon, everybody will see it. But it's right behind... Bayport. Moose Creek Estates, I think.
Just off of Moose Creek Trail.
Yeah, so it's kind of a neighborhood where things don't turn over very much.
Extremely popular area.
Beautiful home. Two-story, three-bedroom, just gorgeous house. That's going to be listing today.
Awesome.
So,
wow, that's exciting.
We got
a home that hit just off of Humboldt, 10 acres, private pond.
Wow!
Right in the city.
I was going to say, that's...
Yeah.
That's a lot of elbow room for the city.
Yeah. Pretty great.
It is, but you don't find that very often. No. So it's that one's a little deceiving for people who drive by it on Humboldt because it's behind. So you'll see Ben's sign and then you have to go down that driveway.
It's a private driveway.
So it's a private driveway and it's right between two homes and you can't see the home that's for sale off this.
Kind of nice.
Yeah. So you kind of have to, you know.
That sounds fantastic. Cool.
Panfish in the pond.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
I know.
Within the city limits.
Within the city limits.
Can you believe it?
Yeah.
Thank God he's not Mary Moore. He'd like do something. It's like
development. Are you kidding me? You can fit 10
more
houses.
Fill in the pond. Fill in the pond.
Actually, 40 more houses on that land. Quarter acre lots. Let's do it.
His brother lives in that same area, so I'm not sure that would go over very well with family.
Yeah. That's right.
That's awesome. Tell me again about the Bayport one.
Yeah. That one is hitting today. It's I think it's it's just over 600. I can't think of I can't think of
so
what
it'll be
we
listed
landed
today. It's not listed yet.
It's going to be listed. Okay. It's all put in. We're ready. We're getting ready for approval this morning. So it usually hits around.
So every realtor in 100-mile radius is going to see that pop up in the MLS and they're going to make a call.
Yeah, we hope so.
Wow. That's
exciting, man. And we'll have an open house there this weekend as well.
Then we got one coming up on St. Mary's Boulevard.
Yeah,
too,
in Alloway. On Monday.
That's like my favorite street.
That's good. St. Francis, St. Mary's, those are good streets.
Yeah.
I honestly, I lived in Alloway. Why didn't I live across Webster?
Yeah.
Those don't come up for sale very often.
No. And there's something about those boulevards.
Yes.
Just gorgeous.
Yeah. Love them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Impeccable home.
Yeah.
And they've always been.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I just would say that. Quick story.
Where all the Packer coaches used to live.
Yes. That's a beautiful neighborhood.
Yeah.
I just want to tell you a quick story. When we got married 35 years ago, we were looking for houses. And he's dead now, the realtor, but he took us over there.
Sure.
And I was going to start a business. And you can't have a really nice house and start a business. There's just not that kind of money. Yeah. And he's taking me through that place on St. Mary's. Oh no, Jim, you deserve this. I grabbed him by the shoulders. I said, you show me something half this price. And he did. I bought a house half the price.
And then
I started a business. But those are beautiful homes.
They're
so well maintained.
Well, that's what they keep up their value. Yeah.
And the boulevard's well maintained. Yeah. I mean, Alloway does a good job of keeping that neighborhood looking good.
Yeah. It's one of those neighborhoods where every house looks different.
Yeah.
You know, you've got just a blend
got some nice
of everything.
Style.
They do.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. That'd be good. That'd be a fun one. Yeah. I love that.
I think that one will go fast too. Yes. So that hits Monday. And that I think is right around
$4.99.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. That there was like really cool craftsmanship and the design and everything. Like, when we were going to the Packer draft, we took the bus and we're going through some neighborhoods. I even told my son Dom, I said, boy, can you tell when these were all built in about 1966 or 67?
Yeah.
Every one, same builder.
Yep.
And it's like you must use the same design to save money or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, nice, but versus those kind of neighborhoods where everybody was a little bit different.
It's just everybody together and everybody maintains. The streets are so beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, Moose Creek Estates is like that too. You know, every house.
Not a lot of rentals out there.
No.
I mean, those are owner-occupied homes.
Yeah.
With families,
it's
just you can just feel it when you're there.
Yeah.
I've always liked that neighborhood. I mean, I'm happy where I am, but that's
me too.
Yeah.
Just a stone's throw from the Fox River Trail.
Right. Oh yeah.
I don't even know which house we're talking about. Now you're talking Alloway.
Anyway, that's all right.
Yeah.
We got two good ones coming up.
Right.
Yeah.
So when you look at Green Bay, it seems like there's still a lot of building going on.
Yeah.
A lot.
There is.
And I just hope we don't overbuild, but nobody seems to feel that.
Yeah. I mean, the same way.
Every time you drive Alloway, De Pere's building stuff. Obviously, Green Bay has a couple projects going on. And I'm just hopeful that that frees up these smaller starter homes for you guys, for the first-time buyers, because we lack that.
Yeah. Well, I think, what you're seeing so much of, which is good, is we've got a lot of kind of upper-end rentals, apartments going up, which is nice, you know, and I think that we've got some low income housing that's kind of opened up as well. And we've got condos that are coming. And I think that with the generation that is, you know, retiring and the baby boomers, you know, trying to like get to their winter place, you know, through the winter, and then they still want a summer home here. Those rentals and those condos are amazing for them. And so I think they're filling a void for sure that I think our area was a little slow on.
That's funny you say that because we talk about that. I mean, our next move will be to a condo, right?
Mm-hmm.
Three bedroom. Sure. And Donna just said to me, she goes, somebody called and they want to buy our house. I'm like, okay. She goes, when they call back, you need to talk to them. I'm like, what? I don't want to move, but anyway.
Somebody's more ready than you are.
Yes. And are those legit calls?
That they'll buy your house?
Or when you have a postcard in the mail.
Jonathan, I think this was a friend.
This wasn't a cold call. You know what? Those are legit.
Okay.
But you're not going to get what you could get if you put your home on the market.
Right.
They're easy. They're going to be a cash, no inspection. They want your home to flip it.
Because I had a guy one time at a beautiful house out in Lost Dolphin. Okay, yeah. I did get the listing and everything.
Sure,
and he told me, he goes, I got to be honest, I'm not going to pay a full commission. I'm like, well, okay. I mean, you know, I go, could I just ask why? Which is fine to get his business, you know, whatever. He goes, because I got like three or four other people. I got letters from them. They want, if I ever put the house on the market, they want it. And I looked at him. It's like, you could tell everyone was a scam type of thing.
Absolutely.
And I'm like, I got to explain this to you. These, they don't really. And it's like, if they want to buy it, then let's list it. And you know what?
Have them come.
Come on.
Come bring to the your open buyers. House.
But sometimes people see those kind of letters and postcards or phone calls.
Yeah.
And I mean, yours is legit, but. I've always wondered how much of that was, you know.
Well, I'm sure that there's some scams out there. And, you know, for the right price, anyone will buy it.
Right.
But you're not going to get what you should be getting for your home.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're talking.
And ironically, none of those people came to the showings.
Yeah. So you just listed them and then went to full commission on everybody else?
That's
what I'd have done, too.
You know, we get that a lot, too, when you're talking to people, you know, sellers especially, who they're talking to a bunch of agents, which they really should interview, you know, a handful. But there's always agents that come with buyers in their pocket, supposedly.
And air quotes.
And we're like, that's fantastic. When it hits, have them bring their buyers.
And ironically, then you never see them.
Same thing I said with those letters. I even showed you. Have you heard from any of them lately?
Yeah.
I haven't.
I know. Yeah. Well, we all got to get business some way, right? Some of us just do it more on the up and up.
Right. Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
Yeah.
So the biz right now, heading into the hottest part of the season in a lot of ways, you know, schools are going to be ending and yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
Tell me what it's like right now in the world of real estate in this area.
Hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, a lot of buyers are coming out, which, you know, they're the ones who fuel the market.
Right.
It's.
Well, we had talked. I think, you know, weather plays such a big part of not only just people wanting to be out and about, but how they feel. They can finally take off that coat, that blanket, get away from their fireplace and head out and see some homes.
Get away from their fireplace.
Because it's been so cold.
Well, you know, another thing, though, too, with people is, as far as with the houses just look better now.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
The grass is green.
Remember I told you I was looking for a little fixer-upper around here? Yep. And I drove past one over off Ashland. Remember? Like, the driveway wasn't shoveled and the thing was full of points. And it's like, I don't want to see it. You know what I mean? It just looked.
I know. Yeah. There's something about that green grass and flowers coming up that just, you can't do that in the winter for sure. So you just have to imagine it.
Exactly.
When you first came on here, I was talking about the cost of a home, and you got the home, you got the interest, right? But there's just those other factors that are seem to be not escalating, but they're going up faster than normal inflation. And that's this insurance, this roof insurance. And I just hope people are really aware, because the last thing you want to do is get in there and, you know, not be able to afford it. Then you're married to your house. You can't go do anything. It's
so become house poor.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's a real thing.
Oh, and it's a real thing
because people look at a mortgage. I can handle that.
Exactly.
I have no idea how many other things come into play.
I know. It's tough too. And I think that happens, especially with first time home buyers. Right. They don't understand all the additional costs that are going
to
come, you know, with that home. So we talk about it all the time, you know, is don't go at your top
dollar. That's good you're giving them that advice, because you don't want them to be house rich and cash poor.
And I give you credit, because I know a lot of realtors that wouldn't.
Yeah.
They'd be like, you can afford this mortgage and the pre-approved, you're good to go.
Get in there.
You deserve this.
We want them to come back.
Ben and Deanna Malcor, moving with the Malcors. We'll be back with them in 1 minute.
Father, where's his Sunday best? Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action
at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Power Boat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Located on the Menominee River, you'll be seated up close so you can witness all of the high adrenaline drama. The races are free and perfect for the entire family. Racing will be fierce with up to 100 powerboats and 18 heats a day. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the entire day. It's Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races, June 7th and 8th. Free for the whole family. You won't want to miss this awesome event. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page or contact the Marinette Welcome Center at 715-732-4333.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Fans, here is the Quick Trip to the Ballpark ticket offer. Spend $200 at participating Quick Trip locations and get a free Terrace Reserve ticket to a 2025 Milwaukee Brewers home game. Check brewers.com/quicktrip for more details. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Treat yourself to one of our award-winning entrees at the Machine Shed. Come get your hands around one of our famous pork tenderloins, our most popular sandwich, served either deep-fried golden brown or unbreaded and grilled. Or try our roasted, stuffed Iowa chop that is stuffed with a warm apple raisin dressing and glazed with an apple whiskey sauce. Trust me, you won't regret it. This is Jeff Grunder, and we can't wait to have you over for dinner at the Machine Shed. The Machine Shed, Fox River Drive, Appleton.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Mono the Mayor here Thursday morning. The fog is lifting. There were some issues with Cellcom, as we were talking about. They were down or something. Like, I came in, I couldn't get a hold of Todd. I was trying to call him this morning, and so is that back up now?
I don't believe it is. But let me ask you something. Why were you trying to call me this morning?
Maybe call in sick.
I think Todd was ignoring you.
Why were you trying to call me this morning?
Because truthfully.
Oh God!
Well, careful.
No. Because I was coming from Manitowoc, yeah. And I was going to tell you, hey, it's like unbelievably foggy and yada yada yada.
Right.
But then I was also going to tell you my phone's not. This could sound crazy. I was calling Todd to tell him my phone wasn't working.
In case you need to get a hold of him.
That's okay, guys. That's like working at a radio station. And let's say the station's off the air, right?
Yeah.
And then people call and say, "Are you off the air?" Yes, we are. Yeah. Well, you should tell us on the air that you're off the air.
Yeah. Yes.
That's funny.
Yes. Just like the TV does with the
screen. That's right. That's right.
I did that one time. Okay, back in the day, people don't even believe this, but there was a time when the NBA finals weren't televised, they were tape delayed.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. And remember the classic game, Lakers against the Philadelphia, when Kareem was out, Magic Johnson had to play center, and they won. They won the championship.
Sure.
And we didn't televise it live. I was working at Tucson, Arizona, okay? Uh-huh. So what I'd have to do was I was doing sports. I'd say, okay, folks, and we'd say, look away, and then we'll put up the score. That's what we would do. But here's what I did stupidly.
Sure.
This is a true story. I got so much grief for that. I said, okay, folks, I'm going to turn down your TVs. I'm going to say the score. Everybody ready? I'm going to say the score. Turn down your TVs. And I said the score, and they go, okay, you can turn them back up.
Yeah. That's funny.
Honest to God.
That's funny.
But that just goes
so
to
So, yeah,
prove,
I tried calling Todd to tell him my phone wasn't working.
Your mentality in life is it's you're there, but you're not quite there.
You're not, you know? Yeah.
You're right on the edge.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Right there. Yeah.
Living on the edge.
You're not all there.
You're your own little bubble.
Oh,
yeah.
Bubble.
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely.
Thank you, Todd. So tell us more about this time of year, what you guys got going, how the business is, interest rates. I know you hate talking about that. Everybody does, but it's always out there. So you're here.
And
so
I got a question. I just want to say one more thing on the on the listing of your home, just this decluttering.
And
I just want to say I work at a homeless shelter, and we get a lot of stuff. And I think that's okay. I think a lot of people do spring cleaning.
But
I just think it's critically important if you're showing your house, because nothing turns me off more than
Oh, definitely.
Well, and from start to finish, I mean, not only does it look better in photos, but buyers, when they're walking through and they have that just clean, fresh feel, and it feels like they can be in that space because it's not consuming them with your stuff. They just from start to finish, you know, getting some of that stuff cleaned up off of your floors is a big thing. So if you've got a lot of stuff sitting on your floors, look at your floors. If there's boxes, if there's things that don't need to be there, put them somewhere else.
I'm shocked sometimes when realtors will post pictures with
clutter.
I mean, bats. Yeah. I mean, or dirty dishes on the...
In defense, a lot of times that's rentals. You know, you have to step into some of these rentals with...
And sometimes they don't want to see it sold.
They don't want it sold. They've got it good.
I had one where one of the kids wouldn't leave his bedroom. He was in bed.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
And people needed to see the bed. Wow. He would not get out of his bed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doors that are locked.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, what's in there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. But, it is. It's one of those things, decluttering and making sure, this time of year, we're just talking about how beautiful the landscape is making sure that things are cut, your weeds are pulled. It makes a huge difference.
And if you want the window washer, we had a guy on, he's a young entrepreneur. And that's what he does. He just washes one man band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what a difference that makes.
Huge. Make sure there's not any little trees growing in your gutters,
Oh, yeah.
He does that too. He
cleans gutters. Yeah. Clear out the gutters. Yeah.
He does all that.
That in itself, they haven't even gotten into your home. And if you
they'll judge it.
Yeah.
No question.
They already know what your home is going to look like on the inside.
And to the point they might not go see it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. A lot of buyers do the drive-by, especially when they get really tired. If they've been out there for a while and they haven't, been able to complete a sale, whether they've
buyer fatigue.
Yeah, they get kind of that buyer fatigue. They're going to drive by, and if you haven't kept up the outside of your home, they assume the inside is going to be the same, and they may not even come.
Absolutely. Yeah. I got into it with a guy one time. I was doing an open house. I was hoping open house. And it was like a Saturday, and a lot of people were coming through. Sure. And a guy comes through, and he didn't have shoes on. And I kicked him out. Would you allow a guy without
shoes
on to come
through? Was there bare feet or was
bare feet?
Bare feet.
Bare feet.
Mm. Huh. And he wouldn't put on booties.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I would say, can I see the bottom of your feet? if they were clean, I'd be like, yeah, it's fine.
I told him to leave.
It's fine.
And we got into it a little bit.
Yeah. Sure.
What would you do?
What? I'd make him wear the
boots. I think I'd take a photo and post it. No,
I'm
just kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'd just check his feet.
Okay.
I'd be like, your feet fine? I just let him walk through.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right. If it were me.
Yeah.
But everybody's got people got things about feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
But a lot of times when you have to take your shoes off, especially in the summer, people have flip-flops on.
Right. Absolutely. That's what it was.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay.
I know.
Sure.
I rarely get into it with anyone at an open house, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I've gotten into it several times.
Maybe that's why
breaking
you're not.
News.
Maybe that's why you're back on the radio.
Maybe that's why the career didn't exactly blossom.
Yeah. We do, though. I mean, one thing that we do, and I think both Ben and I,
okay, can I just say something? Yeah. Another one of the ones? The little kid wanted to bring a popsicle into the.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
okay.
A no-go.
And I told, hey, no. And the parents are like, oh, really?
Yeah.
They're careful.
I was just going to say, I do round up people's kids sometimes, they jump on the furniture.
Absolutely.
And, sometimes the parents are busy. So I just, you kind of just nicely get them, involved in something else.
Okay. One other one is that house I'm telling you about, last off, they had a beautiful pool. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So parents are looking around. The kids down there running, two kids are running alongside. I had to go outside and watch the kids.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. We are kind of babysitters sometimes.
Yeah, right?
The other thing that we really watch too is people who come in with, you know, it's kind of the old store thing with big bags. You know, if people live in that home, you've got to do your due diligence in making sure that everyone who comes through an open house is there because they actually want to see the house. Absolutely. And not see what the stuff is. So there are times that we stay very close to some of the people that come in, you know, and that's why we like to do like two people in open house. So you've got one there greeting people and giving them the rundown, and the other one just kind of with
them. I had a young couple one time. I'm 100% certain they came in to go into the bathrooms to look for meds.
Absolutely.
No question.
That happens more than you know.
Isn't that something? Mm-hmm. I mean, open house, you got to be kind of.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Give yourselves a plug. How do we find you?
Oh, give us a call, 920-495-7653.
And tell them where you're located.
Yeah, we're located.
Beautiful building, man.
I'll give you the address, too. 1238 Main Street, Suite 21.
It's a beautiful, old, original building.
Oh, it is. We love it.
Ben and Deanna Melk.
This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. An exchange of prisoners between Russia and Ukraine now underway. The swap, the result of talks in Turkey a week ago. Both sides, however, still far apart on key conditions for ending the war completely. Some nasty weather making a mess of travel plans for a lot of people headed into the Memorial Day holiday weekend.
That rare May nor'easter leading to messy travel for millions. The storm delaying hundreds of flights from New York to Boston Thursday as a record number of people hit the roads and skies for the holiday weekend. Passengers packing airports coast to coast.
ABC's Matt Rivers, the big travel day, a test for Newark Airport, which has been plagued by staffing shortages, equipment failures, and construction on its runways. In Washington, D.C., a man accused of shooting and killing those two staffers at the Israeli embassy has been charged with two counts of first-degree murder. 30-year-old Elias Rodriguez from Chicago could face more charges soon. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.